This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Everybody, Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and we're just getting ready to rock here. We have Alan Klutz, who's from Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Service. Alan's coming in at 6 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about fishing in Deep Creek Lake, and he's the Region 1 Inland Fisheries Manager. We're going to talk about fishing in Deep Creek Lake and talk about Western Maryland fishing a little bit. But lots to say and do between now and then, and we welcome your phone calls here at 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Whatever's on your mind, you can put on the air, and we'll have a conversation about it. The first hour of the show is wide open format. We do have a couple things we want to cover. Big news of the week. What was it? Any ideas? Well, if you lived in Southern Maryland, you would know the answer to that question immediately. Beretta USA announced on Tuesday that company concerns over a strict gun control law enacted in Maryland last year have made it necessary to move its weapons making out of the state to Tennessee. Remember earlier this year we talked about the manufacturing facility in Gallatin, Tennessee that Beretta was expanding some of its operations into. Well, now it says it's going to move to a new production facility it is building in the Nashville suburb of Gallatin, and it's set to open up in mid-2015. The general manager of Beretta, Jeff Cooper, said that a sweeping gun control measure that was passed last year initially contained provisions that would have prohibited the Italian gunmaker from being able to produce, store, or even import into Maryland the products that the company sells around the world. When the legislation was changed to remove some of those provisions, Cooper said that the possibility that such restrictions could be reinstated left the company worried about maintaining a firearm-making factory in Maryland. That right there is enough to tell you the state of the state when it comes to how it feels about firearms and the people who are in charge, the policymakers and the administration. The company anticipates the plant in more gun-friendly Tennessee will involve a $45 million investment in building and equipment and employ about 300 people during the next 5 years. Beretta says it has no plans to relocate its office, administrative, and executive support functions from Accokeek, Maryland. May I add the word, my editorial comment, yet to that? Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley pushed for legislation last year in response to the December 2012 shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. The law, which went into effect last fall, includes a ban on 45 assault weapons and a limit on gun magazines to 10 bullets. It also contains a variety of other provisions, including a licensing requirement for handgun purchasers to submit fingerprints to the state police. Really, my editorial comment here again, do you really believe that the law was predicated on Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting? Or was that just a reason to say, we want to find out who owns every gun in Maryland? Quote, we're disappointed with this decision, but the common sense gun safety law we passed, which includes licenses for handgun purchases, is keeping schools, communities, and law enforcement personnel safe, said Nina Smith, an O'Malley spokeswoman. Sure. Okay, Nina. Barrett has operated in Italy since 1526. A family-owned company makes a variety of firearms, ranging from hunting shotguns to pistols for the U.S. Armed Forces. Barrett started operations in Maryland in the late 1970s. The plant in Accokeek makes finished pistols from raw materials for the military, law enforcement, and civilian markets. Barrett says the transition from Maryland to Tennessee will be managed so as not to disrupt deliveries to Barrett customers. The company noted that production of the U.S. Armed Forces M9 9mm Beretta pistol will continue at Accokeek until all current orders from the U.S. Armed Forces have been filled. Cooper said no Maryland employee will be impacted for many months, and the company will meet with employees to discuss their interest in taking a position in Tennessee. Bruce in Baltimore.
Yeah, hi. How you doing, Alan?
Right.
I wanted to comment on what you're saying. I'm upset about it, too. I'm not even a gun owner, but I know a lot of people that are hunters, collectors, things like that. But so besides Martin O'Malley, our illustrious governor, all you can also thank Senator Frosch from Montgomery County because he was instrumental in pushing the legislation. I call his office and complain about that, and also those poor people that the jobs were moving out of there because, his opinion. You know, it's just absolutely ridiculous. And he really pushed for that legislation. They
Bruce,
think it was such a great idea.
Bruce, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a couple questions.
I'm listening.
Are you registered to vote?
Most definitely.
Thank you.
I definitely vote and pay attention to the issues.
Okay, let me ask you another question. Do you think that as a resident of Baltimore or Baltimore County, I'm not sure where you live.
Baltimore City.
Okay. That you had any impact on Mr. Frosch's life other than to make yourself feel good calling him?
Good point.
I'm just asking, you know. I mean, your focus should be on your local representation. And your focus should say, I vote in Baltimore City. I live in Baltimore City. And I have 25 coworkers that know that you are our elected representative from Baltimore City. And we're going to watch you very carefully on your vote on this subject because we have the capacity in your district to be able to vote for or against you and compel educate other people in your district whether or not you should remain in office based on whether or not you're serving your constituents.
I call my representatives all the time
there
from Baltimore City and complain to them too.
Yeah, yeah. So you're doing the right thing, and I commend you for that. I really do. And that's what it's going to take, whether you're, you know, no matter what the issue is, but in particular, right now, I'm dealing with an issue where the organized horse folks in Maryland, the Maryland Horse Council and others, are fighting against hunters and want to interfere with any further Sunday hunting opportunities that we might have here in Maryland, even though they have every right to ride their horses anywhere they want on Sundays. They just don't want hunters to be able to hunt on their own property or on private property on Sundays. So they are, quite frankly, the hunters are playing tiddlywinks and the horse people are playing chess politically. So we've just got to figure out what our course of action is. And, you know, I don't know if you're a hunter. You said you're not even a gun owner. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I fired guns a long time ago.
Okay, so. I got you. But you understand the issue that it's a freedom thing, right?
Most definitely.
Gotcha. All right, Bruce, buddy, I appreciate the call.
All right.
Thanks.
See ya.
Here he goes. So that's the story. That was the story from, I believe that was the Daily Journal, from the Outdoor Wire. There are some quotes from actual folks at Barrett. Quote, while we had originally planned to use the Tennessee facility for new equipment and for production of new product lines only, we've decided that it is more prudent from the point of view of our future welfare to move the Maryland production lines in their entirety to the new Tennessee facility. And that is from Jeff Cooper. He's the general manager. The transition of production will not occur till 2015, and again, that M9 9mm pistol is going to continue. We've not yet begun groundbreaking on the Tennessee facility. We do not anticipate that the building will be completed until the middle part of 2015. That timing, combined with our need to plan an orderly transition of production from one facility to the other, so that our delivery obligations to customers are not disrupted, means that no Beretta USA Maryland employee will be impacted by this news for many months. More importantly, we will use this time to meet with every Beretta USA employee whose Maryland job might be affected by the move to discuss with them their interest in taking a position at our new facility in Tennessee, or, if they're not willing to do so, to lay out a long-term strategy for remaining with the company while our production in Maryland continues. You see, it doesn't sound to me like Beretta is. It does sound to me like Beretta is a very family-friendly company. Of course, they're business. Of course, they're concerned about profit and bottom line and production costs and things like that. But it seems to me like they're also concerned about their employees. I just drove by there the other day, as a matter of fact, and I was thinking about that. Why are you guys still here? I really did. And then a couple days later, two, 3 days later, this news comes out. But here we are. Beretta is leaving town. Your thoughts, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Another bit of news. Same day that Beretta announced that it was leaving, lawyers for the state and gun rights advocates debated in federal court on Tuesday about the government's power to hem in the Second Amendment to ward off mass shootings. Spectators crammed into a federal courtroom in downtown Baltimore to watch the hearing regarding bans on the sale or sharing of assault rifles and magazines capable of holding more than 10 rounds. Those provisions, which took effect in October, were among a package of measures enacted to strengthen Maryland's gun laws after 26 people were killed in an elementary school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut. Matthew Fader, a lawyer from the Attorney General. Let me ask you a question. Why? I'm going to stop right here in the middle of this and ask a question. Why don't we see this type of legislation in other states? Why don't we see it in states west of the Mississippi? Why don't we see it in the South? Why is it only in the Northeast here where we have these onerous gun bans and magazine restrictions and that type of thing? Why is that? Can you answer that question for me? I think the answer from my perspective is that the Northeast is like the Baltimore of the world, of the country. The Baltimore, the Montgomery, the Prince George's County. You know, we revolve around Washington, D.C. We revolve around the policies of that administration. We have governors and city leaders who have this mentality that they need to control the people and they need to control the law-abiding citizen by passing restrictive laws against the law-abiding citizen. Whereas in the West and in the South, they're like Southern Maryland, the Eastern Shore, you know, Western Maryland that surrounds all these areas that are so restrictive. And they're like, hey, look, we're out here on our own. We got to protect ourselves. We have to be well-armed to protect ourselves against any threats to ourselves and our families and our businesses. You know, they talk about Maryland being American miniature. I think Maryland is, like I said, is the Baltimore City and, you know, Washington, D.C., that complex of Philadelphia, New York, Washington, all that little Massachusetts. I put them all right in there in the Northeast. And look how that region treats its citizens like we're morons and we can't take care of ourselves and they've got to take care of us by disarming us. Am I making any sense to all of you out there? Whereas in the less populated regions of not only our state, but also of our country, they look at the ownership of firearms a little differently. They look at it like it was intended to be for self-protection and preservation of our homes and families. Matthew Fader, a lawyer from the Attorney General's office, told U.S. District Judge Catherine C. Blake that the ban was needed, even though such mass gun violence had yet to be visited on Maryland. We need it. We got to have it. We are as much at risk as any state in the country. But John Parker Sweeney, a lawyer for the gun sellers, owners, and advocates who have sued the state, said the law is based on junk science and will do little to improve the public safety. What it does unquestionably do, said, is diminish the constitutional rights of the people living in Maryland. I agree with Mr. Sweeney. The government does not have a right under the Second Amendment to tell the citizens they cannot choose popular firearms, Sweeney told the judge. Among the people who showed up to watch the 2 hours of arguments were Senator Brian E. Frosch, who helped shepherd the law through the General Assembly last year and is now the Democratic nominee for Attorney General, and John Cutinelli, an would-be assault rifle owner. They were joined by so many other spectators that some had to take seats in the jury box. There are two key legal issues in the case: whether the banned rifles and magazines are protected by the Second Amendment. If they are, whether the Maryland government is allowed to ban them. The Supreme Court ruled in 2008 that the Second Amendment protects private individuals' ownership of guns, but its ruling left much unsaid, including what types of guns are covered and where the right applies, spurring further lawsuits. Those battles have gained new momentum after the Newtown killings, which drove a number of states to tighten their gun laws. And then it goes into the history of Newtown. Newtown was a horrible event. Newtown was an extremely horrible event where children were killed by a psychotic individual who had access to firearms. However, there were no law-abiding citizens. There were no mentally stable people who are involved in these types of mass killings. And yet, they're the ones that the state legislature and even our federal administration seeks to disarm. We the people. We the people. We the people elect officials through our vote that act in a way to prohibit us from exercising our rights given to us under the Constitution. How do we do that? Why do we do that? How does that happen? I'll tell you why it happens. It's because we've become jaded. We've become cynical. We've become inactive. We sit on the couch when it comes to be election day. And we go, oh, well, it's only the primary. It doesn't matter. It does matter. Every election matters. More on that when we come back. Hey, summer's the time for picnics and family get-togethers and camping trips. Summer's corn on the cob and steamed crabs and fresh tomatoes. Summer is cold, juicy melons. That's right. Schillinger family at Papa John's Farm likes to steam their crabs with corn on the cob from their own place. And it's great tasting corn. It makes a great family dinner. Hot corn with crab spice on it. If you enjoy your time outdoors with great tasting food, head to Schillinger Papa John's Farm in Severn. At their enormous produce barn, their own tasty, super sweet corn and homegrown tomatoes are ready to go. There's squash and zucchini, peppers and onions, green beans and cucumbers, mouth-watering cantaloupes, and sweet watermelons, too. Papa John's Farm is located just off I-97 at exit 12. That address is 8065 New Cut Road in Severn. 410-969-8810 is the phone number. Papa John's Farm is open every day, Monday to Saturday, from 9 to 7 and Sunday 9 to 6. That phone number again, 410-969-8810. Visit Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you. It's time for the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. New this year is an invasive species award for those catching blue catfish, flathead catfish, and northern snakeheads. And check out the new Maryland Youth Fishing Club and the Youth Angler's Log to learn how your youngster can win a guided fishing trip. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify. So stop by your local fishing citation center, check the fishing rule book, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Angler Award Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky?
Hey, let me tell you about Chesapeake Outdoors, right across the Bay Bridge. That's right. They're on Route 50 East, and that's exit 38B on Kent Island. Look for Dominion Road, Kent Island's largest selection of hunting, fishing, and crabbing supplies. Rods, reels, and tackle, live and frozen bait for fishing and crabbing. You got it. They've got it. You need it. They've got it. Now it's time to get ready for bow season. It's not that far away. Actually, less than 2 months away. That's right. 6 weeks away, really. September 5th. They've got bows and crossbows by Parker, Barnett, the Matthews, great line of Matthews bows and Mission crossbows. They've got the Excalibur crossbows. They've got the new Carbon Express crossbows. So why not check out Chesapeake Outdoors, first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers, located at Route 50 East, exit 39. B. That's Dominion Road. You can always call them at 410-604-2500. That's 604-2500. Their friendly staff will be glad to help you make your selection. And if you do buy a bow, they'll set it up, tune it, put the accessories on it, and you'll be ready to go. Chesapeake Outdoors.
For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, hey, it's Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end, hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island, go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Custom-tied bucktails and trolling lures for rockfish, and all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just up Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
This is Mark Levin inviting you to join me every weeknight from 7 to 9 with the most powerful names in talk. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
But I'll take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get about all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones.
Let's talk to our buddy Ken in Centerville. Good morning, Ken. How are you?
All right. How about yourself, Alex?
I'm good, man. What's going on?
Oh, man. Just getting ready for a gun bash.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk a little bit about that. You got a big gun bash coming up, the turkey club that you belong to, the National Wild Turkey Federation, the Y Oak Long Spurs. I love that name.
Yeah.
If I remember right. You got a bunch of guns.
Yeah, we've got 52 guns going up, for the raffle, and it's all for a good cause. We're raising money for scholarships and Wounded Warrior events and,
sure.
And for the kids.
Now, You got 52 guns. That's $50,000 worth of guns pretty much, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Sir. And it's everything from, I don't know, there are handguns on there, but they're mostly rifles and shotguns,
yeah,
right?
There's no handguns. It's all shotguns and rifles.
Right. And our friends at Chesapeake Outdoors are helping you with the guns and that type of thing.
Yep, I'll be down there today trying to sell some tickets.
Yeah, well, that's good for you. Now, look, the Castellini Winery is where this is going to take place. That's a real nice place.
Yeah, it's a real nice place. He's got his own vineyard and
yep.
his own wine, and he's actually finally got his permit for his moonshine.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Now, this is all coming up, what, August 9th, right?
This night from noon to 7.
Noon to 7 at Castellini Winery. And you get food, beer, drinks, door prize ticket, all for $100.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So you got 52 guns from noon to 7?
Noon to 7.
So you're giving a gun away about every 15 minutes or so, right?
Yeah, it's going to be a little less than that. And we got a live band coming from 4 to 7, too.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
It should be a good time.
I'm looking at the list, and the people can see this list in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, or stop by Chesapeake Outdoors, or go online to MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. It's all in there. You got quite a list of firearms there: Rugers and Mossbergs and Remingtons and Brownings and H&Rs, and man, a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, we put together some good guns. You know, I wanted everybody to have a chance to get a real nice gun.
Yeah, I see that. That's great. All right. Well, where can folks call for tickets, Ken?
They can call me at 443-699-2376.
Okay, you kind of faded out there a little bit, but I'll give him that phone number again. That's give Ken Kirchner a call, 443-699-2376.
Yep.
Is that the right number?
Yes, sir. That'll work fine.
All right, Ken. Well, I'll see you down there on August 9th.
All right. Looking forward to seeing you guys.
All right, buddy. Thanks. See ya.
Bye.
All right. 443-699-2376. $100 for a chance to win 52 firearms. I think there's going to be some bonus firearms as well. But let's talk to Mel in Baltimore. Thanks, Mel. Go ahead.
I know there was something wrong when I lived in Texas and I moved here into Maryland, and I knew there was something wrong by how people vote, because I try to tell people, look, I was a freer man in Texas than I am in Maryland, and they look
the
at free sideways. They think I'm nuts.
The free state? What?
Right, but no. But this is what happened to me. I got to explain it now. I'm obligated, because people heard me just say that, and they're thinking, well, you are nuts. Maryland is freer than Texas.
I don't think so. Go ahead.
But check this out. If I made $1,300 in Texas, I got to keep $1,100.
Right.
But when I came to Maryland, when I made $1,300 in Maryland, I barely got to keep $8.
Right.
How does that make me freer that they're taking more of the fruit of my labor?
Well, exactly.
I mean, this is the thing. The Republicans need to say, why do you keep voting for your own oppression? Why? It does not make a man a freer man to have more of his money confiscated from him. The African-American slave wanted two things. They wanted his freedom, and he wanted the right to benefit from the fruit of his own labor. Why am I freer by saying, take more of what I produce?
I couldn't say it any better, Mel. Couldn't say it any better. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate the call, buddy. Thank you. Call anytime. Mark in Towson. Good morning, Mark. How you doing?
How are you doing?
I'm all right. Did I press your buttons today?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
you did. I'll take a trip back down memory lane when a local newspaper said, if we lose some jobs out of this to promote public safety, so be it.
So be it. That's right.
So be it.
Yep.
This is so much more devastating than many people imagine. We are losing the jobs. We're not just losing them at Beretta. Those people have to buy their food somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
They eat out, breakfast, lunch, and dinner from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
They buy office supplies.
Mm-hmm.
You name it.
Mm-hmm.
They go to the movies.
Yep.
All of these people will lose business and ultimately lose jobs.
What do you think if you're a Beretta employee and getting paid pretty well?
Really well. How many jobs do you think pay well in Accokeek?
Not that many. But Beretta pays very well.
Yeah.
So here you are, you're supporting your family on your job in Beretta, and you come home and you say, honey, they're going to move to Tennessee next year. What are we going to do? How many conversations about what are we going to do you think had to happen in Beretta? You see, there's no regard for the human factor. There's no regard for the personal devastation, as you said, when it comes to passing laws that hurt industry in Maryland. So here I am. I'm a Beretta employee. I'm working on the line. I'm the guy that inspects the slides of the M9 pistol. And I say, honey, I've done my best work at Beretta for the last 22 years. I'm 57 years old. The thing that I've done for the last 22 years is going away in a year. What are we going to do? And your wife looks at you and starts to cry and thinks about all of her family, all of her children, all of her people at church, people at work, people that Governor O'Malley and Senator Brian Frosch are responsible for uprooting these families in Southern Maryland. Because some nut job shot some kids in Newtown, Connecticut. I got to tell you something, Mark. I don't believe for one minute that the shooting in Newtown, Connecticut had very much to do with these people passing these restrictive firearms laws. Reasonable men in reasonable halls of legislation in other places in our country are saying we as citizens of the United States and leaders who they've elected need to protect our citizens. We need to give them the opportunity to select the firearm of their choice to protect their homes and themselves. And we need for them to be able to protect themselves in private and in public. Have you ever read about Atlanta's gun-free zones and the laws that went into effect in Atlanta?
No, I have not.
Ah.
But I will assume that the violent crime rates have gone up everywhere that they go, that they have restrictions.
What do you think about Chicago with the most restrictive gun laws in the country?
Sure.
Front page news.
And, Alan, if we can come back to Beretta for a moment.
Sure.
Let's go to that hypothetical family where the man is 57. He did nothing wrong.
He didn't do anything wrong.
He did his job. He not only did his job, he did it really well.
Sure he did. And he's proud of his job. He's proud of it. He's proud of his product.
Here's the problem with that family. They may not be able to move.
Correct.
Because who are you going to sell your house to?
Exactly. And
when you have a community that is devastated and there are more people leaving by far than there are arriving, there are no buyers.
Uh-huh.
So if you're in your 30s, 40s, you have to go. You may walk away from your life savings and abandon your home. Who knows what it'll do to your credit? But that's another issue. For the 57-year-old, He may be trapped. He may say, I'll have to go on unemployment, and when that runs out, we are going to have to go on relief.
Possibly.
Because there are no jobs here.
Possibly.
And we'll just have to drain down our savings.
Sure.
No education for the children.
Yep.
We're going to have to cut back on everything and go on to a minimal existence because we can't get out. Our house was paid for. We can't walk away from that asset. It's all we've got.
Well said, Mark.
People are ruined by a bunch of self-serving, lying politicians. Ruined. This is something people never recover from, not financially.
Well said. Again, nothing to add.
Well, when that local paper goes out of business, because there are no businesses left to advertise or not enough, and there aren't enough people making a living to spend, so be it.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it, yeah. Huh. All right.
Have a good week.
All right, Mark. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate
Thank
that.
You.
Yep, bye-bye. There he goes. What do you think of that? What do you think of that? Beretta didn't do anything wrong. All they did was manufacture some of the finest firearms in the world that supplies our military and our police. Think about that. Think about the people, the contingent that guards our governors and our elected officials. What are they carrying on their hip? Berettas? Wouldn't it be ironic if someday down the road the governor had to be protected by a police officer carrying a Beretta to stave off some kind of attack? How would he feel then? Oh, that's right. He's protecting our citizens. It's public safety. Well, I will tell you where you can buy a firearm for your own home protection or for personal protection or for hunting, if you like, and that's Clyde's Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. They have a full supply of Browning firearms made in Utah, I might add, for the most part, and other manufacturing places around the world, but the headquarters is in Utah. You don't hear anybody in Utah talking about doing away with Browning, or you don't hear Browning getting ready to move to some other state because they're free to produce their firearms however they want. But I digress. Clyde's Sports Shop has a lot of firearms, and they've got archery tackle, too. They've got bows by Parker. They've got the great Kotobo crossbow, Parker crossbows. They've got the Quest G5 bow ready to roll. It's got all the accessories on it. They've got bows for kids and bows for women. Complete line of fishing tackle and bait. Why not stop by and see what Clyde Sports Shop is all about? 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That phone number is 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. And if you're a fisherman, they've got a 24-hour fishing hotline. Tells you where the fish are biting. That number is 247-3474. 410-247-3474. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer.
Catonsville Linux is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linux of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linux spray-on bed liner.
Hey, it's time for the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge. Oh, yeah. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. And if you find Diamond Jim, he's a tagged rockfish, well, you just won $20,000. $20,000. That's this week, yeah. He's swimming in the Chesapeake just waiting to take your bait. Diamond Jim has lots of imposters out there, too. They're even worth $500. So you catch a rockfish with a bright green tag, you call that number on the tag, you might just have captured a $20,000 prize. I said $20,000. And if you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. That's how easy it is. More than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify for the Angler's Award. You could win great prizes like the grand prize, boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. So stop by your local fishing citation center, check the fishing rule book, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Angler Award Citation Fish Program. Again, that's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky?
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W. Tire and Auto.
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're back. 410 WCBM 680. Our guest, Alan Klutz, just called in there a few minutes ago, checking in with us. And Alan is going to be joining us in the second hour, at the 6 o'clock hour. We're going to be talking about fishing up at Deep Creek Lake. That changed the subject a little bit from firearms. But before we get off that and politics and that type of thing, and I know politics is awful to talk about. However, here in Maryland, everything we do is interwoven with politics, everything, including hunting. And I've been telling you and hinting and you know, talking about the Maryland Hunting Coalition for probably months now. The Maryland Hunting Coalition is a reality. The Maryland Hunting Coalition is a Maryland corporation. We have our federal ID number, and we have filed for nonprofit tax status. What that means is that we can, we are basically a public education, an outreach organization, and how it's going to work is like this. If you are a member, if you sign up with your email address, we will email you our newsletter. We will email you alerts to let you know what pending legislation is out there that works for and against hunters. We'll also let you know what changes in regulation are regulations are coming that affect us as hunters. And I'm not talking about just deer hunters. I'm talking about small game, trapping, wild turkey, waterfowl, you name it. Whatever's out there, we're going to try and let you know about it and give you a course of action. Who to write to. Here's a suggested letter. Here's you know, how you, here's the person you talk to on the committee, or here's the person you talk to, your local delegate. We're going to urge our folks that sign up to register to vote, because that's the only way we can affect change. Okay? And then the third part of that, so we got action, we got information, we've got action, and the third part of that is going to be advocacy. This is where we're going to ask you to help us out. This is where we're going to pass the hat. We're going to ask you to help us send an advocate to Annapolis, send a lobbyist to Annapolis to stand for hunting and hunters. Now, our number one threat at this moment, as we speak, as you are listening to this radio show, the Maryland horse community, the organized horse community of Maryland, is diligently working behind the scenes to affect hunting in a negative way. First of all, they've stated that they want to repeal all Sunday hunting opportunities. They have, on our Wildlife Advisory Commission, a mounted fox chaser who is an attorney who has threatened injunctions against regulations that have come about by legislation. Yes, they threatened in the courts to stop some of the hunting regulations from going into effect. They are working at the highest level of our political process against us. The highest level. And I can't say much more about that. There's so much they're doing behind the scenes. However, the Maryland Hunting Coalition is also working diligently behind the scenes. We're working hard. We can't reveal all of our plans to you on the radio here, but I will tell you that if you would like to get involved in the Maryland Hunting Coalition, you can get involved, and it's not going to cost you a dime except to share your email address with us. I will announce when the website is ready to go. For now, the pre-planning of that is asking you to send me your email address, and you will be put on the email list, along with about 1,000 others right now. I said about 1,000 others who have sent us their email addresses, who we've obtained email addresses, who've come from various mailing lists, and who have responded to this radio show. And you can send me your email address to get involved in the Maryland Hunting Coalition for no charge. Not that we're not going to ever ask you to help us financially. We will. And we have a post office box for that, if you like. It's Maryland Hunting Coalition Incorporated, post office box 451, Sykesville, Maryland, 21784. And I'll give that address again if you want to get a pencil and paper. But for right now, all we need is your email address. You can send that to me. My email address here at the radio show, and with the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, and with Maryland Loves Crabs, and everything else that Ellis Outdoors does, is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. You can send us an email anytime. Just say, I'd like to get in the Maryland Hunting Coalition. Here's my email address. And you will receive the first newsletter, the first press release when all that goes out. We're not trying to hide from anybody. We're just being very cautious. We're being very cautious step by step. We want to make sure all our T's are crossed, all our I's are dotted before we launch into any type of, you know, public campaign. So I've kept you up to date. The corporation is in place. Maryland Hunting Coalition Incorporated. We have our federal ID number. We have filed with the Internal Revenue Service for tax-exempt status as a 501c4 nonprofit organization. We have four directors. We have members of our advisory committee in place. We will be sharing information in the next issue of the Maryland Hunting Coalition and hopefully launching the website at the same time. It's going to be a soft launch. What I mean by that is we're going to get it out there, get it up, get it moving, you know, talk about it a little bit and make sure that everything's working smoothly, all the connections are connected and it works the way we want it to work. But we are working. I visited with number of organizations already. I've told you I've met with the board of the Maryland Fur Trappers Incorporated. I've met with the Western Maryland Coalition of Sportsmen's Clubs. I've met with the Frederick County Coalition of Sportsmen's Clubs. I've met with a number of board members and representatives of leading organizations. Tonight, I address the Maryland Taxidermists Association at their state convention during their banquet. We'll be attending shows throughout August. The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation has agreed to let me speak about the Maryland Hunting Coalition for a few minutes at the big banquet coming up on August 23rd. We'll be at the Country Life Festival on August 22nd, 23rd, and 24th in Southern Maryland. We'll be at the Hagerstown Show, second weekend in August. So we'll be doing what we need to do to get the word out. But you, as our radio listeners, are getting first crack at this. If you would like to help preserve hunting, fight against those who threaten us, please send me your email address, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.